Stations, here's your suggested lead. Since the November elections, immigration reform has been top of mind throughout the nation. It appears that very soon legislation will be proposed that could change America's current system. Don Moores is from Washington, D.C. He's with the American Immigration Lawyers Association and spoke with reporter Christopher Michael about what may be coming in 3, 2, 1. What are the real prospects for immigration reform?
I think it's almost 100% right now that we will see some sort of immigration reform. Unfortunately, we don't know what the guts of it will be, but there's so much politics on both Democrats and Republican sides that we have to see reform, or else they can't go back and face the voters.
So what would you like to see in immigration reform?
There's going to be three outcomes. It's either going to make the system better, it's going to keep it about the same, or it's going to make it worse. I want to see it get better on family-based, on employment-based. People coming into the country to work hard, to fill much-needed high-skilled jobs, as well as taking care of our folks who are getting older, who need help. Those are the key elements, and I'm hoping immigration reform is going to allow us the opportunity to have our employers be able to get these folks in the future.
And this can mean an awful lot to the local economy.
The D.C. metropolitan area is one of the most diverse areas in the world. We have two big needs. One is in the high-skilled biotech and IT industries. We don't have enough Americans who are graduating with graduate degrees, PhDs, masters who want to stay in research. Desperate need for that. The other side is we need people in the service industry. We don't have enough of our peers, my peers, who are trying to have their children be raised to be the best busboy, to be the best home health care aide, to be the best landscape contractor. If we want a good quality of life in D.C., we've got to have immigration reform.
Don Moores, this is Christopher Michael reporting.